The reason I made the title Fuck Them Kids is because I like to believe that everybody's like me. When I see a title on a YouTube video or a podcast or anything that upsets me, I'm not the type to watch the video and try to figure out why they said that. No, I skip. So I like to believe that everybody's like me, and everybody that's going to have a problem with this topic will not listen. That's my aim with me making the episode title Fuck Them Kids. Emphasis on fuck them kids. So yeah, basically, I've said this like so many times on this podcast. I don't know my future. Anything could happen. I could change my mind, and I have every right to. But as of now, and since I was, let's say, 12 years of age, actually, the funny thing is I've never imagined myself having kids or getting married. Like, this is so strange. But even when I was younger, I never, like, that was just never in my mind. It never has been. Like, I've never made the sentence, oh, when I'm in my husband's house, or when I have kids, or my never done that. And it's strange because normally kids do that. But yeah, let me just say this before anybody pisses me the fuck off. The same way you say you want to have kids, same way I'm allowed to say I don't want to have kids. You don't need to tell me I'm going to change my mind. You don't need to tell me I'm going to grow out of it. Bitch, there are many people on this fucking planet. I think we already have enough people. So nobody's going to cry. Nobody's going to die from me saying I don't want to have kids. And if you have a mindset of, oh, you're going to grow out of, shut the fuck up. But besides, you know, me not wanting to have kids and the title of the episode being Fuck Them Kids, I actually do love kids, but I like to return them when I'm done playing with them. But I think kids are fun. I think I love them more because they have no filter. I love when people have zero filter. And it's like socially acceptable, because like if kids misbehave, it's kind of acceptable. But then if you're like that as an adult, no. Honestly, if you think about it, there's no reason to hate kids. Yeah, you may hate their parents if they don't raise them well, but then kids just are, they don't do anything. There's no reason to hate them, but I feel like some people just don't like kids, and that's okay. And if I didn't like kids, I would probably say I do not like kids, but I really do love kids, and I always have. I got to a point where I was like, I think 14, 15, when I was always telling myself that I hated kids, simply because that, like, people, like, me saying that I didn't want to have kids, people were like, oh, you're going to grow out of it. And so I felt like the only reason that I could attach to me not wanting to have kids was that I hate kids. So people would take me seriously when I say I don't want to have kids. But I really do love kids. Like, there's nothing to hate about them. They're fun. They're funny. They're cute. But do I want to have them? No. Title of the episode is Fuck Them Kids. There is one condition where I would have kids, but that's like nobody's business. But there's one condition on, is it under which or on which I would have kids? One of them. And that condition, if you see me pop out with kids, just know that that condition has been met. That'd be amazing though. Like that's the only way I could, you know, but that's like the only condition on which or under which I would have a human being as a child in this wicked world. Like, there's really no reason to bring in life to this already full world. No reason. And when I talk about having kids, I also consider adoption as having kids. So if I say I want to have kids, I would happily adopt. If I say I don't want to have kids, it means I don't want to have kids altogether. Because whenever I say I don't want to have kids, somebody's like, oh, but you can adopt, right? And I'm like, okay, so is that not having kids? Like, why do people not see kids that are adopted as kids? Like, that's still the same thing. But people are like, oh, well, you can adopt. And I'm like, babes, that's still the same thing. If I say I don't want to have kids, what makes you think adopting is any different? I'm still having kids. And if I adopt a child, that is still my child. Isn't that common sense? But yeah, pregnancy and all of that shit, I don't even think about it like at all. I don't even consider that one. Like, so when I say, oh, I might have kids, honestly, all I'm thinking about is adoption. Like, I don't even think about the other way of having kids. I've never in my life have I ever considered that. I mean, it's cool, it's nice for the memories and all of that, but bitch, I would pass on that. Thank you. But one of the I'm going to tell you all the reasons I don't want to have kids. I asked on my Instagram, do you guys want to have kids? If you do, tell me why. If you don't, tell me why. So I'm going to read out you guys's soon, but let me tell you the reasons I don't want to have kids. Many times I say, I don't want to have kids, and people would say things like, why? And I'm like, I don't like to be relied on. And people, all that goes to their head is money. And they're like, so if you have a lot of money, you don't want people to rely on you, you don't want to spend money on your kids. And I'm like, money is the easiest thing you can give to a human being. Yes, money is hard to come by. Money is hard to have in society, I knew that, but raising a kid is not just about having money. So please get that out of your head. Money is one of the easiest things you can provide for a child. That is not your only job as a parent. Now, one of the reasons I don't want to have kids is I do not want to be relied on. I feel like growing up, I have relied on myself when I was not supposed to be relying on myself. This doesn't have much to do with other people. It's not a blame game on somebody else. I just felt like I needed to rely on myself, and I did not feel comfortable enough to express my needs to other people. Yes, you may say it's my fault. I may even say it's my fault, but I don't really care. All I know is that I have relied on myself for a long ass time. And I have also put other people before myself for a long ass time. And not once have I ever made it clear to other people that I'm putting them above myself. Like, I've never been like, oh my God, I'm doing so much for you. I've never done that. But I have always, maybe even subconsciously, put other people before myself. And I've always worried about other people's safety, other people's well-being. It has just been a thing for me for a long ass time. And now I'm learning to undo that. It's very fucking difficult, but I'm learning to undo that. And now I kind of don't want anybody to rely on me. And yes, I'm 18, I'm young. Me having kids is not happening anytime soon. Amen. But you just kind of knew some things. You just kind of knew. And I just know. But I don't like to be relied on. Makes me feel very uncomfortable. I love to do things for people, but when I feel like it's expected of me, where I have to do it, that just is something I don't like. So when I say I don't like to be relied on, it's not just financially. I do not like to be relied on. Another thing with having kids is to have a child. Most times there needs to be something called a man in the picture. Now, something I've noticed is that most men do not want to have kids. They have kids simply because they want to continue their name, or it's a traditional thing or a culture thing, or their parents want them to have kids. Most men don't want to have kids, and it shows. Now, for me to have a child, yes, if I were to have a child, I can do all things by myself. Like, me not wanting to have kids isn't I'm going to be a bad mom kind of thing. I know I'm not going to be a bad mom. Even right now, as an 18-year-old, I know fucking well that I'm not going to be a bad mom, period. But I feel like, yes, I may be able to handle everything financially, mentally, physically, even if it's going to be hard, of course. Even with a man, it's still going to be hard. But just imagine I'm able to handle everything. Why would I want my child to only have one parent when they can, and it's very possible for them to have two? Why? Even if I could do everything, I wouldn't want that for somebody. Like, intentionally, no. Most men don't want to have kids. Like, let a woman and a man separate, and let the woman tell the man that, I'm going to take the kids, but I wouldn't tell anybody. I won't make a fuss about it. The man's going to be like, cool, have fun. Bye. Carry the kids with you. Most women are single mothers in their marriage. And it's so funny that people make fun of baby mamas so much when most women that are married are doing exactly what baby mamas are doing. But maybe the baby mamas even have, like, some chick from the man, but some single mothers, And then when a man helps out, it looks like the man is helping the woman. But it's like, you guys decided to have a child together. It's very strange and weird to me. And there's nothing that's going to make me intentionally put myself in that situation. And why do people, like, I see where people are coming from when they say, oh, baby mama drama is like so much and all of that. But then, honestly, if that's what you want to do, do it. Like, I'm not really against, obviously, being a baby mama, it sounds so strange and sounds so weird. The title even sounds strange. And it's like, why would you want to have kids, you know, if you're not married? Like, I don't believe that marriage is a bigger commitment than, no. I don't believe that having a kid is a, what? I don't believe that marriage is a bigger commitment than having a child. I feel like for a child to grow up in a very happy home, you know, at least there's, I don't know, honestly, nowadays marriage is not even, you know, what shows that this is a happy home. But I feel like people need to stop making fun of baby mamas, because it could happen to anybody. And it's not even like you being like, it's not even you being like careless and, you know, having a baby with anybody, but it could really happen to anybody. Like, it could happen to anybody making a bad choice, thinking that you're ready and, you know, you guys don't actually get married, or you guys are engaged and then you guys, you know, don't actually get married and you end up being a baby mama, or you get married, you have kids, you get divorced, you're not a baby mama, you're an ex-wife, cool, but then it's still kind of the same thing. So I don't know, just don't be quick to really judge everybody and just think that it can never be you, because when I tell you that life will humble you, it would humble you. So it could really, I don't judge, honestly, I don't judge. Like, I don't advise people to just be very careless with who they're having kids with, because this is a life that you're bringing to this world, and it does start with you. Like, let me tell you, all the choices that I would make as a human being have been shaped in many ways by my parents and how they raised me and how they made their own choices. So it does start with you. Not just, you necessarily raising your child, but like the way you behave and the way you treat other people will reflect on your child and how they choose their friends and their partner. So it does start with you. So please know that it starts with you. And that's why I'm very like, please be careful about who you have kids with. Some people are just not good people. Like, some people are just not good people, and you would see rubbish when you decide to have a child with them. And me, I'm just 18. I've not had a child with anybody. Please, even my friends, they've not had children with anybody. But like, the things I've seen is just fucking strange. So I'm not telling you, oh, go have a child with anybody, but then please be careful. But I wouldn't make fun of somebody that's a baby mama. Like, the child's already in your stomach, and maybe you've already given birth to the child. Like, what? Like, nothing can really be done except you want to kill the child or give the child up for adoption. But like, nothing can really be done. So why would I make fun of you? Like, if my friend were to have a child right now with a, God forbid, child, but like with a man that's just not the best, like, I'm never gonna be like, why did you do that? Like, they've already done it. Like, what's that going to do for them? Okay, me telling them, oh, why did you do that, doesn't really do anything for them. So like, I mean, if any of my friends should have a child now, I'd be so happy, so I can take care of it and spoil the fuck out of that child. I love kids, actually. So like, any of my friends, please just surprise me, have a child. And it's so much better, because like, I'm not expected to do it. Nobody's relying on me. I'm doing it because I want to. But yeah, like, many men don't want to have kids, and I would like my child to have two loving parents who are loving to each other and then are loving to the child. And that is very hard to find, honestly. And it's like a risky situation, because you can never really know until it happens to you. Huh. Next reason why I would not want to have kids is I can't have one child. Now, it's possible to have only one child. People are only children and nothing is wrong. But that's just so scary. Like, I cannot imagine life without having siblings. I can't. And I honestly would reject it for myself. Like, if I did not have siblings, life would be hell. And now, having only one child is so fucking risky. If you have two kids and one dies, it's still bad. Like, it's still bad. It's still the same thing. But it's just so risky. Like, one of my biggest fears is just death. Like, death is that thing that's just like at the back of my head all the fucking time, all the time. And even if I have multiple children, death is still at the back of my head. But just having one child is just crazy. Like, I'm just thinking about it. God forbid something happens to me. That child's alone. Okay, I forgot that there's somebody else I'm having a child with. But I hope you get what I'm saying when I say it's just so fucking scary. Like, even with having kids, also death is one of the biggest fears for me. What if something happens to me and the child has to suffer? What if something happens to the child and I have to suffer? There's like no win-win situation there. And things are so scary now. Oh my God, I need to pee. I actually need to pee. I don't know why I pee so often now, but give me a few minutes and I'm going to be back. But yeah, what I was saying was, like, things are very scary now. Like, things are scary, bro. Like, if I were to have a child, the child would probably not really like me, because I'm sorry, but I can't let you sleep over at somebody's house. I'm sorry, but I can't let you go out at night without me being, like, at least 10 minutes away. Like, I don't know, it's just scary. It's scary, honestly. Like, I would never want my child not to have fun. Like, I'm never going to be that parent that's like, oh my God, I need to know where you are all the time. But with everything that's happening now, it's so fucking scary. And, like, honestly, being alive is something that I have to be more grateful for, because it's so easy for something to just go wrong. It's so easy for a fire to start. It's so easy for so many things to go wrong. And there are so many things to be grateful for, but then as you're being grateful, you're also being kind of scared that something bad's going to happen to anybody. It could be anybody. And the more people you know, the more that fear increases, because now you have many people that are on your mind all the time. I don't know if anybody's head is like mine in that area, but it's so fucking bad. Like, it's scary as hell. Every single day is like a new fear of something just going wrong. Even in your own house. Like, even if you don't go out, something bad can still happen in your own house. So it's just so scary, honestly. Like, when I was younger, the fear wasn't that much. But now things are so scary. People are knowing new ways to kill people. And I just think you have to be very realistic about many things. Like, it's not just, oh, I love kids. Oh, let me have kids. If it was just about love, I would have 1,000,010 kids. I don't hate kids. Like, I would never hate kids, ever. But, like, it's just not about love. And it's a lot. It's a lot of things, you guys. I've not even talked about the fact that a child cannot even, like, a baby can't even drink water yet. Isn't that scary to you? You know, it's so easy for those things to die if you don't take care of it well. It's so weird, honestly. It's so scary. It's so weird. And, like, I see so many, like, parents would have kids. And then they, like, tell, like, maybe their parents, like, to get the grandparents of the child, like, oh, my child doesn't like this, or don't do this for my child. And then they insist on doing it. Like, people don't really respect, you know, your rules when it comes to your kids. And that's wild and crazy. And, you know, when you have kids, it's not going to be, it is what it is, like, you know, before. Like, just imagine I'm with my siblings now. My siblings want to eat the most unhealthy foods to ever exist. Obviously, I'm like, do you? But then when it's your child, know that if anything goes wrong, you're the one that's responsible for it. And not just financially. Like, just imagine your child is in the hospital. Can you go and be partying when your child's in the hospital? Wouldn't you be feeling bad? So you're very, very responsible for that child. And also, just know that when you have a child, babes, you have to think about that child and everything that you do. And it's not even just, oh, my child would eat first before me. When you're trying to do something risky and stupid, like you want to jump off a cliff, like for fun and not like suicide type of thing. But then for fun, just think about how something can go wrong and you have a child. That thought will erase from your head ASAP. You won't even find yourself close to the cliff. You can't be doing YOLO when you have a child in the house. Can't do that. No, it's not possible. If you want to go on a trip, you can't go on a spontaneous trip. You have to look for somebody to take care of the child. I keep forgetting that, you know, you probably have a husband or the child has a father. But honestly, like with the way men behave nowadays, I try not to think about that. But like, bro, it's fucking scary. Like, don't you get scared? And it's not even like, oh, those fears are making me not want to have kids. And I actually want to have kids. Like, I really don't want to have kids, honestly. But then for the people that want to have kids, babes, are you not scared? I mean, I would hype you up, though. Like, I'm not against people having kids. Like, when people tell me that they want to have kids, I'm never like, oh my God, are you serious? Do you want to do that? But I feel like I should start doing that more. Because when I say I don't want to have kids, everybody's like, oh my God. So maybe when you want to have kids, I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? You know they could die. You know that you could do something wrong. You could die while giving birth. The man could be deadbeat. Do you know that? But that's crazy. Honestly, that is crazy as fuck. Honestly, one of my biggest fears is just the whole death thing. And it's more them. No, it's more me. Something bad happening to me. And them having to suffer for it, that is just a fear of mine. And whenever I see almond moms, I don't really like that term, because those women probably have like full-blown eating disorders and people are like, almond mom. But I sometimes don't really blame them. Maybe it's because I've also struggled with that bitch myself. But some people are just so fucking health conscious because anything could go wrong. And it's so easy to get sick and it's so easy to die from getting sick. So I don't really blame some people for being so like crazy about health, especially if you've lost a parent. Like if you look at the Kardashians, let me use Kourtney as an example. That bitch is health conscious and I don't blame her, because honestly, if you know, you know. If you know, you know. But it's all just crazy. And having a child, it's not some, oh, you call me today, I call you tomorrow. Oh, the phone goes both ways. Baby, it's unconditional for the rest of their life. And that's not really a bad thing. Like, I'm not selfish to be like, you know, I can't give unconditional love to somebody for the rest of their life. But like, so you're trying to tell me that I'm going to always be the one calling? And if you have a sassy attitude, like, I can't be sassy back? And I have to cover you financially for the rest of your life? Ooh. And mentally and emotionally and physically, and I have to put myself last after doing it for a long time. Jesus, I don't even have the child yet, but I'm like, oh my God, wow. And all the people that are like, I want to have a child because it's going to be the mini me. Oh, you're in for surprise. That child would be the opposite of you. Let's know whether you kill it, because it's the opposite of you that you want a mini me. What if it's not anything like you? I keep seeing it, but like, that's crazy. That's crazy. Oof. Yo, the list can go on and on and on. I'm very impatient. Oof, I can't even imagine, you know, I'm like, oh, put on your shoes. And then they don't know how to do it, obviously, because they don't really know much. And I put on the shoes for them and they're crying because they want to do it themselves. How can I do that? How can I sit through that? You're crying every 5 seconds. Jesus. And you know the thing, I can be this salty because when I was a baby, I never used to cry. That's what they told me, Sha. And they used to hype me up. They were like, I was the best baby. And I was like, yeah. Like, I never used to cry. Never, ever, 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 ever. Ever. Like, I wasn't a crying bitch. I was a calm bitch. All you had to do was give me food and life is smooth sailing. I used to be fucking independent. My mom used to tell me that when I was one, I used to want to put on my clothes myself and I used to dress myself. Like, I could only wear my underwear, but like, still, I was an independent boss ass bitch. So like, don't tell me, oh, but you were probably like, no, I wasn't, bitch. I was working full-time job when I was one. Like, don't play. But yo, I'm honestly scared. Like, I'm not scared for you guys. I'm not trying to discourage anybody. Like, y'all have fun. If you want to pop out 1 million kids, pop out a million kids. But please, if you're broke, do not have kids. I don't care what the situation is. If you're broke, stop fucking. You're not having kids. Don't have kids if you cannot afford them. And please, don't be having kids. Like, don't decide your number of kids based off of the aesthetic. Please. When you think about the number of kids you're going to have, think about how many rooms you're going to have in your house. Think about the plane tickets. Think about vacation, school fees. Don't be just thinking about, oh, one is just too small. Two is, oh, three is the perfect. No. Do you have money to do vacation every year for three kids? Do you have money to have three big ass bedrooms in your house? Do you have money to put three kids through all schooling until fucking college, like the end of college. I don't know why people, you know, are paying college for themselves. Like, that is a normal thing in many places, that kids are paying for their own college. Hello? How does that make sense? And what really pisses me off is that people really have suffer mentality. So the kids who are paying for themselves for college, which I don't think is normal, I think it's the responsibility of their parents. But now those people are making fun of or bullying people who, you know, their parents are paying for them. Does that make sense? Like, my parents pay for my schooling. Somebody that pays for themselves will now look at me and be like, oh, you're so spoiled, or oh my god, you're so lazy. Meanwhile, the reality is I'm supposed to be looking at you and being like, oh my god, I'm so sorry that, what the fuck, I'm so sorry that what they call this thing, you have to pay for your own, you know, school. Like, why is suffering mentality so, you know, deep in people's heads that they're looking at me like I'm doing something wrong when I'm, you know, enjoying my right as a child? Like, it's different if you don't have parents, and that's like a different situation, but your parents are supposed to handle that. But that's wild. So that child's going to take my money, and then the child might be feeling, oh my god. Now I'm actually feeling it's when people used to fail and then their parents were like paying their school fees. Jesus. Yeah, that's crazy. And you know the funny thing? Okay, not really funny, but then the thing is, I don't want to be anybody's mom. Like, I may want to have kids. No, I don't want to have kids. But just imagine I want to have kids. I don't want to be a mom. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Oh, God. I'm just 18, thank God. But, like, before you know it, I'll be 19. Then I'll be 20. Then I'll be 21. Then I'll be 22. Then I'll be 23. Then I'll be 24. Damn. But I feel like, honestly, I can never, like, what they call this thing? I could never feel bad when I see my friends having kids. Like, I'm not fucking stupid. I know that it's very easy to have a child. Like, oh, I can have a child right, God forbid. Like, have a child right now if I wanted to. But, yeah, I don't think I would feel bad. Y'all have fun. Pop out the kids if you want. Feel free. Have fun. I'll play with them. Then when I'm done, I drop them back. Life is amazing. And the funny thing is, it's not even giving, like, a rich auntie. I mean, I definitely want to be the rich auntie, but then that's not even my vibe. Like, I kind of just don't want to have kids. Like, I don't want to be anybody to anybody. Do you get? Like, I don't want to be anybody's auntie. Like, I just want to live my life freely and peacefully and happily and have fun. God. Y'all are insane, though. And the funny thing is, many people want to have kids, not really because they want kids, but they want to be moms. Like, they want to kind of give a fuck you to their parents for, like, not doing things well. And I kind of get that, but then it's like, oh, this is a real human being that you're raising. And just imagine if you give the child everything that your parents did not give you, and the child ends up being shit. What's gonna happen then? What's gonna happen then? People still want to hit kids. That's just crazy, honestly. That's wild. And I think one of the worst people to raise kids, if you want to argue with me, argue. Fine, I would make a podcast episode replying to your argument. The worst people to raise kids, and I'll say it 1,000,010 times, are delusional Christians. Those people are the worst human beings to ever exist on this planet. Just imagine your child that is God knows how old, 2 or 3 or 4, or even 17. Children just want attention, and that's like a normal thing. Just imagine you go to a fucking delusional Christian and you're like, mommy, my leg is paining me. And then they're like, your leg's not paining in Jesus' name, go and sleep. Or mommy, my tummy is paining, you're not sick in Jesus' name, go and sleep. Like, sometimes kids aren't really sick, and that's like a fact. They just kind of want attention. And then as a parent, you're like, you're not sick in Jesus' name, go and sleep. Like, can you imagine that? Or people that just think everything is God's plan. Mommy, please, I really want to go to this audition for this thing that's really, like, you know, good for me. Mommy, please, like, this is my dream. And their mommy is like, I'm going to Auntie Kemi's place on that day. I can't take you. Mommy, please. I can't take you. Nobody can take you. It's God's plan that you couldn't go. God doesn't want it for you. If God, you know, wanted it for you, then he would carry you there by himself. Can you hear how that sounded? Well, mommy, my friend died. She's in a better place. Wake up. You're not depressed. Go and wash the dishes. Mommy, I'm feeling very anxious about that. You're not anxious in Jesus' name. The dishes are waiting for you to wash them. By the time you wash them, you wouldn't have time to be anxious. Mommy, I'm not really understanding this thing. I need a lesson to join. No. Go and pray about it.
Oh, God. The fact that I don't even have a delusional Christian parent and I could do that for you guys. I'm an actress. I'm trying to find the reasons that you guys decided you wanted to have kids. I took a screenshot of them, though. And I'm trying to find them on my phone. Y'all. Oh, I found them. That was quick. Okay, so I asked on my Instagram. I was like, do you guys want to have kids? And then why or why not? Many people said no. And let me tell you the reasons. Now, people that said yes, let me tell you the reasons. Well, I want kids because I want kids. That's just it. I feel, honestly. It's a norm. So I don't really blame you for that. Next one says, all children are blessings. And I feel like they will teach... And I feel like they will teach me things like practice. I think that person meant patience. But I don't really blame them. Because you know when you type on Instagram, like when you send something on the Instagram question thingy, like you don't really... You can't cross-check what you send sometimes. So I'll just try to make the most out of what I'm trying to see here. Because some things are just not typed well. But yeah, kids are, I don't want to call them blessings. I mean, it's a good thing to have a child, but then I can be blessed in other ways. Are there more yeses? I'm trying to find. Next one says, I don't have a specific reason. I just love kids. It's not a must for me, but it would be nice to have one someday. Yeah, that's cool. Next one says, yes, because I'll regret it if I don't. I don't really think you can really regret that. I think you can regret having kids more than you can regret not having kids. But do as you will, baby. Do as you will. So that's all for the yeses. Now the no's. And I've seen so many things that I agree with here. So I'm going to make this all about me. Because, sorry, it's the Soraya effect. But, what they call this thing? I am going to, tell you what I think about some of the things that are here. One said, there's no particular benefit for choosing to bring a child to this world because you cannot guarantee them always experiencing joy and love forever. Even say for sure, what happens when we die? Eh? That was my alarm to record. Anyways, I'm trying to read this thing and I'm sorry, but I don't know what the person is writing. But then the person is saying, even if you know for sure what happens when you die, hey, the person said again, I don't think it's morally right to bring life into a world of so much uncertainty. Oh, okay, sorry, I've made a mistake. Like, the question boxes are all over the place, so I was not reading it in the correct order. So the person said, there's no particular reason for choosing to bring a child into this world because you cannot guarantee them always experiencing love and joy forever. I don't think it's morally right to bring life into this world of so much uncertainty. No one can even say for sure what happens when we die. So if you can't grant the child you give birth to happiness forever in life and in death, why bother? Facts. Facts. And I know people are going to be like, oh, well, that's the beauty of life, all of that. But then, it's crazy because a fear of mine, it doesn't really have anything to do with whether or not I want to have kids, but a fear of mine is, God forbid, I have a child that is born with a medical condition that I gave them, and because of that, they are kind of stuck in the hospital for a longer time. That's just painful, and there's no way I wouldn't feel guilty that I caused that. So I really get what that person is saying, and I agree, can't even lie. Next one said, it's not organized in the way that I would like it to be organized. So it's hard to read this thing. Okay, this one says, I feel like having kids is a whole ass commitment. And also, I want a stress-free life. Even then, most kids are messed up mentally because of their parents. I'm not trying to be that. Also, eating disorder. The way this laptop keeps pressing something that I'm not pressing is stressing me out. Because if my thing gets deleted, I'm going to cry. But this is me at this point. See, people make fun of almond moms, but I'm so sorry. If I were to have a kid right now, I would try very hard not to be one, but it's going to be so hard. And also the whole pregnancy thing, like, having my body change so much is wild to me. I don't even care if I'm bringing in a life and it's supposed to be celebrated. Like, I'm sorry, I'm just being fucking realistic. I can't handle that. Like, mentally, I can't. I really and truly cannot. But, yeah, I can't handle that. It's a lot, honestly. And I just feel like, yes, I may not want to control, or I may try very hard not to control my child and, you know, what they're eating, but will I be able to have fun with my child that's making, you know, like when children just want to try different combinations and they're like, oh, mom, can you try this? I couldn't do that. Like, I can't do that. Like, even if I try hard, I can't do that often. Maybe once in a while, yes, I would push myself, but I can't do that often. And I can't lie to myself that, oh, I'm fine, or having a child is going to heal me. Like, I would rather reparent myself for a long ass time than have a child that I'm going to parent. It's a lot, honestly. And when you struggle with eating, it's a lot to deal with just, you know, being by yourself. And sometimes you try to prevent that for your child. So you try to, you know, shape their food choices, and that just doesn't end well for them. So it's just like a, I don't think anybody wants to kill their kids by being an almond mom, but like, you just think that you're doing the best thing for them, but then you're just projecting onto them, and it's just the whole thing. But I really do agree with that one, and I'm not going to lie and be like, oh, well, you know, I've struggled, so I know what not to do to my child, because I would think that I do, but then it just repeats over and over and over again, and that's not something that I really can control as of right now. So yeah, it's crazy. Next one says, bro, I'm selfish, I ain't paying no damn school fees. Sister, I agree. Next one says, I don't feel the maternal instinct everyone else feels. And to be honest, I'm scared of PPD. And also, I'm not going to lie, I don't want the pregnancy weight and the stress that comes with having kids. Facts. Facts, 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 and facts again. I also don't really feel the maternal instinct. I feel more of a sisterly kind of love. You know, so when that parenting or discipline thing comes in, oops, it's going to be hard. Next one says, oh my, I know the stress I have put my parents through, not gonna lie. Don't think 30 years from now I would be ready for such stress. That's crazy. Next one says, I feel like I wouldn't be a good mother, plus children are touched, and I hate when I'm touched. I also hate when I'm touched. I feel like everybody has the ability to be a good mother if they really, I don't want to say if they really try, because many things are different, but yeah, you can be a good mom. You can, for sure. But I agree with that. Next one, I would rather have pets. Me too. And I feel like I would give the same love that I would give to a child to a pet. So it's not like, oh, it's a smaller commitment, but I would just rather have pets. Next one, and this is the last one I'm reading. I'm so sorry, there are so many. And it's very surprising because I don't have that many followers on Instagram, but somehow, some way, people leave a lot of replies on the polls, which I'm very thankful for, because if you didn't, then it would be kind of boring and I would not even include it because it would be kind of embarrassing. But last one says, the thought doesn't fit with my future, plus I don't think I'd be good at it. Now, I agree with that one of the thought doesn't fit with my future, because it doesn't fit in mine either. I don't think about it. Like, that's very strange, honestly, because I just don't think about it. Like, I don't think I've ever thought about it. Like, my mind, and it's not even like, oh, I'm just thinking about chasing money or like chasing the bag or anything like that, but it's just not in my mind. Like, I just don't think about it. I can't explain it. It just doesn't come into my head in any way. I don't imagine it. And if I imagine it, I get this kind of, God forbid, like, no offense, but I get this, God forbid, not, oh, that would be nice. No, I'm like, oh, God, please, please. I'm sorry for thinking about that, please. Like, that's just it. Like, I can't lie and be like, oh, I want it. That's not what I want for myself. And that's just the truth. That is really and truly just the truth. But this episode is getting too long, almost an hour. But thank you guys so much for listening. If you agree with this, that's fine. If you don't, that's also fine. If you don't, please don't let me know that you don't agree with me, because I would block you. I would block you a fucking sap, because this is my life, my choice, my decision, my thoughts. I don't really need you to agree, especially with this that really only affects me. But having a child and raising a child is not easy, and I'm just 18. I have not raised a child. I don't even have a dog, but I know that it is hard and difficult, so please be wise about the things that you do. Condoms are not that expensive. Birth control has lots of side effects, but also not that expensive. It's more expensive than raising a child. I promise you of that. So please be careful. And the worst thing you can do is have a child and make the child feel like, you know, like feel your regret, if that makes sense. Like you have a child, you regret it, and then the child now feels bad. Like that is wild and crazy. And I feel like I'm talking too fast, but I don't care. I wish you guys the best, as always. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk about why I don't want to have kids. I promise you I have many more reasons. Maybe I would make it part two. Maybe not. But thank you for coming and listening to me. Now I'm kind of hungry, so I'm going to go and get something to eat. Thank you for listening to me talk today. I hope you guys have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye. Bye, 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 bye.